Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back. Well, today is September 3rd, 2019, Talkback Tuesday. And first of all, I just want to thank all my listeners for returning to my podcast tonight, this evening. And want to welcome any newbies that we have. And this is your first time listening. You can go back. I have some other podcasts that talk very lightly about medical negligence and medical malpractice, and you might want to get caught up and listen to a couple of those. Tonight, I just wanted to start with one fun fact, okay? So I'm going to ask you all, what state has the most medical lawsuit claims? So just think about that for a minute. What state has the most medical lawsuit claims? All right. I just want to start tonight by talking about a little bit of what kind of responsibility each party has in a medical malpractice lawsuit. And remember, I'm just keeping it brief and keeping it simple. And I'm talking about things that are actual and factual in my own personal history, my own personal life. Okay, everybody's experiences are different. And I do encourage people to respond back to me on other social media outlets, or you can download the Anchor app, and of course we can ask questions back and forth. But you need to remember that the patient bears the burden of proof, and it is not always as easy as you think. The medical malpractice lawsuits are very, very long and very, very expensive. A lot of people get very angry when they have something that happened to them and they contact a lawyer's office and the lawyer says they cannot represent or they will not represent, they will not take the case. It is a lot involved in these cases. A lot of things that go on that's very timely and costly to an attorney's office. So that's why quite often they don't take these cases unless they really, 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 really have a good feeling that they can win. Why are they so long? Well, there's a lot of discovery that the attorneys have to go through before they can start to make your case come to light. So it's a lot of things that's done in the background, tons of paperwork that have to be done, tons of medical records from each and every medical provider that you have ever seen, just about almost in your life or leading up to the malpractice occurrence that happened, and right before it, and anything that's happened after. All of those files and records needs to be reviewed. And it takes a long time because some medical facilities, hospitals, doctor's offices are not as cooperative, and they do not like to release the records, even though by law those are your medical records. When there's a potential lawsuit pending or an attorney is gathering information to see if it will be a lawsuit, the doctor's offices and the clinics and the hospitals, they can feel that vibe, and they don't like to give up the paperwork, and they give runaround, and they say the paperwork is in the mail when it's not, and it becomes a very time-consuming exercise of getting your own medical records. The reason that the expenses are so high, or some of the reasons are, because in order to make a malpractice case, you need medical experts. And medical experts are very, very expensive. They can range anywhere from $300 to $500 per hour. You got to pay for their flights if you're flying them in from somewhere, their room, their food, and any other expenses that they may incur. Right, because they're working for you, so you have to pay them for everything. And sometimes you may need 6 or 7 medical experts, or 6 or 7 expert witnesses of whatever type, depending on what your case was about, what kind of experts your lawyer feel would be best suited on your behalf, especially if your case makes it to trial. Sometimes, in some states, I'm finding that you, the plaintiff, would be responsible for the court file, fee, and usually that's about $300 to $400 that you have to pay to file. And in some cases, you are responsible for copying maybe some of your medical records, not all of them, but they charge you per page for medical records. So to get the ball rolling, sometimes you might have to pay your court cost, and you might have to pay for copying your medical records. Just want to briefly run down who exactly can be sued when there's a wrongdoing. Okay, we have RNs, doctors. The most likely doctor to be sued is a surgeon. Any other doctor can be sued, but surgeons are the main doctors that are sued. A dentist, psychologist, chiropractor, and pharmacist can also have medical malpractice lawsuits against them. Now, the defendant lawyer usually works for an insurance company, so they're advanced for expert witnesses. They receive advances for any kind of lawyer fees, admin costs, any kind of medical professionals who will be taking the stand. They have the upper hand, I'm going to say a little bit, because of course the insurance company probably has more money than your plaintiff lawyer's firm, because the insurance company insures so many medical professionals, right? So they want to make sure that the doctor or the nurse or psychiatrist or dentist or whoever you're suing has a good padding of protection at all times. So I'm going to say, if you ever find yourself in a situation and you are going to pursue any kind of litigation for medical negligence, I'm going to tell you to grab the stethoscope and hang on for the ride, because it can take 3 to 5 years before your case is settled or before your case goes to trial. It is a long, grueling process. And that is why I think a lot of people don't do a medical negligence trial or settlement or case, when you should. Though, if you find that something happened to you and you think in your heart and your mind and your soul that you need to seek legal expert advice, I would never tell anybody not to. You should, but just remember, it's costly for the lawyer, it's timely for you, and it could take from 3 to 5 years. And in these cases, though, most of the time, the plaintiff's lawyers, which is you, usually gets paid after there's a win of some sort, either a settlement or a trial case where the jury has ruled in your favor, is when your attorney will get paid, and then they'll divvy it out, whatever their contingency fee is, and all the expenses are paid, then you will get what's left, okay? That is really all I have tonight. I'm just keeping it brief because it's a little bit late, but I just wanted you to be aware of who could be sued: the RNs, doctors, dentists, psychologists, chiropractors, and pharmacists, and that the defense lawyer or the defendant's lawyer always has the back end of an insurance company, so they have advances for all of their medical experts and witnesses and all of their fees and everything. They have a good padding. So when you choose your attorney to represent you, you know, it's usually going to be a special kind of an attorney that does medical malpractice, who can look through your files, hear your story, and make sure they feel very confident that they're going to win the case before they take it. I've had several people who've reached out to me on social media who said they have had an attorney that was going to represent them. They start going through all the paperwork, and the attorney deems that the case, they wouldn't be able to win it, and they drop it. And that's probably best for everybody if they realize that early on and drop it. You know, maybe you should try another attorney. Usually, if they do drop it, or if they can't do it, they're going to advise you to look. But if you really feel that you have a case and you have met the 4 D's and you have all the other criteria that I've talked about in my other podcast, I'm going to say you should go full throttle and you should secure an attorney to help you bring justice for whatever is done to you. I can't believe in my medical support groups, all the different things that have happened to people. I mean, it is at least a couple hundred people every month who suffer from some kind of medical negligence. And some of them wait too late and they miss that statute of limitations. Once that time has run out, there is nothing that can be done to get you justice for the harm that you suffered. Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up tonight. And I know that some of you probably are still thinking about what state has the most medical lawsuits. But I think I'm going to wait and give that answer to you at the beginning of my next podcast. And I might do one before Tuesday. I know I try to call them Talk Back Tuesdays, but I think that people are really hitting me up, and I think that I want to do a segment just with some of the questions that people have hit me up with, and I'm still trying to line up a couple of guests. I think I have one person who may come on, maybe not next week, but in the near future. But until then, I hope everyone have a safe evening and enjoy the rest of your work week. For those who are working, those who are not, enjoy the rest of your week also, and just think about some of the things that I've discussed, and please try to hit me up, ask me questions, and let's get some kind of conversation going. Thanks.